I'm going to do this overview in chapter 6 where it talks about Stephen. He talks about Stephen being full of grace and power. He performed great signs and wonders among the people. There were slaves and Jews that were trying to debate with him. None of them could stand against the wisdom and spirit which Stephen spoke. So they got some people to lie about Stephen. We heard him blaspheme Moses and God. So this upset all these people of the religious law. So Stephen got arrested and brought before the council. When he was in the council with all these people, of course, we don't know how many people were in there. They were staring at Stephen. Their mouths were like dropped to the ground in awe of the way Stephen's face was glowing bright as of an angel. Chapter 7. The timeline of chapter 7 is 35 AD, roughly 3 to 5 years after the resurrection of Jesus. My first point is, Stephen was a powerful speaker. He was very knowledgeable. God gave him a spirit of wisdom and faith and truth. My second point is, Stephen got arrested in chapter 6, verse 11. He didn't back down from his faith, and God was with him. 7, verse 1, the high priest asked him if he had anything to say on his behalf. 7, verse 2, Stephen launched into a long speech about Israel's relationship with God. From Old Testament history, he showed that the Jews had constantly rejected God's message and his prophets, and that this council had rejected the Messiah, God's son. So Stephen made 3 main points. 1, Israel's history is the history of God's acts in the world. 2, people worshiped God long before there was a temple because God does not live in a temple. And 3, Jesus' death was just one more example of Israel's rebellion against and rejection of God. Verse 2, Stephen didn't really defend himself. So instead, he took the offensive, seizing the opportunity to summarize his teaching about Jesus. Stephen was accusing these religious leaders of failing to obey God's laws. The laws they prided themselves in following so meticulously. Big word. This was the same accusation that Jesus had leveled against them. When we witness for Christ, we don't need to be on the defensive. Instead, we can simply share our faith. Stephen had some strengths and accomplishments. 1, one of Stephen's 7 leaders chosen to supervise food distribution to the needy in the early church, which that's what he did. 2, known for his spiritual qualities of faith, wisdom, grace, and power, and for the Spirit's presence in his life. 3, he was an outstanding leader, teacher, and debater. 4, first to give his life for the gospel. So, chapter 7, I'm going to go through verses 51 through 60. Stephen was telling the people how they refused to listen to God and the Holy Spirit, that they murdered prophets and others. You have killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. You betrayed and murdered him. You rejected the law that was put into the effect through angels, but you disobeyed it. They were furious with Stephen at this point. Oh, they were angry. But Stephen, being the man of God that he was, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he told everyone, I can see heaven open and the Son of God, Son of Man, standing at the right hand of his Father. They covered their ears and making noise, tuning him out. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. So they carried him out of the city to stone him. Witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of Saul while they were stoning Stephen. He was praying to the Lord after he prayed he died. What I got out of this message that stuck out to me is Stephen was accused of doing wrong, even though he was innocent of all the things they said about him. The point I want to make is how Stephen's faith was so powerful. He stood up for what he believed in and professed that Jesus... No, wait. Back up, Michelle. He believed in and professed what Jesus did and what God has done. He didn't give up his belief. He stood strong, and he was talking with Jesus when he was laying there before God took him home. There is a mighty powerful lesson to learn here. We should always stand up for our faith, no matter the circumstance, and be a witness to others about what God has done in our lives. Do we live up to it? What we say we are going to do for our Lord and Savior? I don't. I ask if I can pray for someone. We need to practice what we preach about on a daily basis. Now is the time to get off our blessed assurance and go out and be the disciples Jesus called us to be. Stephen's life is a continual challenge. He was first to die for the faith. His sacrifice praises. Wait, I read that wrong. I messed it up. I just got to get you to laugh. That's all there is to it, huh? Okay. Stephen's life is a continual challenge to all Christians. He was the first to die for the faith. His sacrifice raises questions. I have three questions for us to think about. How many risks do we take in Jesus' followers? Two, would we Would we be willing to die for him? Are we really willing to live for him? I mean, do we go out and do what he tells us to do? Do we go witness and be disciples? I mean, Stephen, oh my gosh. He didn't back down when they accused him of doing wrong. He stood his ground. That was what my song was all about, because Stephen stood his ground. He didn't back down from these people that lied on him. So we don't need to back down from doing what God calls us to do. So, I mean, are we really willing to die for him? I mean, you know. Or if somebody came and was trying to shoot somebody else, would we jump in front of them to save that person and get killed? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when he was laying there being stoned, he was looking up to heaven, and he was talking with Jesus while they were stoning him. And he could see Jesus. I mean, that's huge. I mean, you know. So, I don't know how long this was, but anyway, I mean, yeah, I mean, do we take risks as Jesus followers? Yeah. Right, right.
You don't have to do that.
No.
Okay.
That's right.
If you're wanting to see,
that's right. So what do y'all think about Stephen and his faith and his...
Oh, my God.
And what he did. I mean... Yeah, that's true.
You don't stand up and tell.
Yep, that's.
Yeah.
What?
Well, there's Christians right now over in Nigeria that are being killed.
They are being
killed, and
they refuse to deny Christ.
That's right.
And that's a whole
essence. That's it.